This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA First. Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, medical doctor. Kathy called in. She had a question about animal food, kidneys, kidney failure, etc., and is there a common thread? So I was describing what I learned as a computer technician, if you will, a guy who installed computer systems for all kinds of businesses. And there was one in Virginia. It was a rendering plant. What they did was they took dead cats and dead dogs and dead horses and cows and chickens, and with the fur, the hooves, all that, they put them in a vat, grind it up, and then cook it. And the temperature at which they cooked it would kill the bacteria that would be harmful. This is rotting flesh. Okay, that's what we're talking about. So now, if you're wondering why dog food is this kind of brownish color, I'm talking about dry dog food, they would take this slurry and they would measure the protein in it. And so if you wanted your dog, if you were making dog food and you wanted it to be 21%, you would add X percent or X volume of the slurry and you get the 21%. If you wanted 23%, you would add more. Okay. So if you're wondering why dog food tends to be this dark, dead blood color, that's why. Okay, because of the slurry. And then they, of course, the higher end dog foods are made to appeal to the generally dumb public. They have, you know, red dye and yellow dye and to make it look like, well, you know, it's not that brown like everyone else uses. Okay, so there is the slurry from the rendering plant, and it's all these dead animals. So that's feathers, beaks, hooves, fur, it's all in there, skin. It's all in there. And then you add to that what happened with probably in the 1990s, maybe is in the 2000s, melamine from China is an industrial toxic waste product. And they, well, let's make this dog food go farther, this cat food go farther. So they stuck in melamine, they blended it into dog food, and it killed a lot of animals, including our dog. Golden Retriever killed her too. I mean, the dog's fine. One day we feed it, and all of a sudden it's dying. It's, you know, dead within a half a day. So they combine that with another thing called fipronil. Fipronil is an ingredient, a chemical ingredient, in these flea and tick squeeze on the ampule between the shoulder blades of your beloved dog. Or your loved dog, and you just squeeze it on there, and it will travel across the skin, and it's toxic to fleas and ticks, and they take one bite and die. But it also destroys the nervous system, I believe. It destroys the nervous system of these animals, and they can't, after about 7 or 8 years of age, these animals' hind legs stop working. And their bowels stop working. So you take a perfectly wonderful German Shepherd, and all of a sudden, he or she is incontinent and can't walk, and just poops and lays in his or her poop. This is the kind of stuff that's going on at the industrial level, and that's what people are buying. So those are my experiences with your question, Kathy, about flea and tick compounds, liquids, chemicals, and dog food. So I've seen the paralyzing of the nervous system of two of our German Shepherds. You know, the vet said, oh, yeah, get it from us. Get this flea and tick liquid, and all you have to do is apply it between the shoulder blades. It lasts for a whole month, and the part they didn't tell us was it's going to kill your dog in a few years.
I honestly had no idea the dog food was that bad. And, for many, many years, we cooked brown rice and chicken. And that was what we fed our dogs.
One comment about rice, Dr. Shuley, and I'm not talking about brown rice. I'm just talking about rice in general.
Well, white rice is junk.
Right. Well, I know that white rice contains arsenic, and I'm not sure if brown rice does. I imagine it does as well. And Captain John Reagan had a great idea. If you're going to cook rice, soak it overnight in water, and then pour out the water, and then rinse, and the water, as a universal solvent, will absorb the arsenic, and you won't have the pleasure of eating the arsenic in your rice, or as much of the arsenic. And I think that's a great idea. Any comments, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I like the idea, of course, and I don't eat rice, even brown rice, myself now, because it's got a little bit of protein, but it's really not a very good food. It's mostly carbohydrate.
And if you look on the internet of how rice is dried in the sun, it's really kind of neat. So, in countries across the pond, what they do is they'll take the rice harvest and they'll spread it out across the road. Yeah. They spread it out across the road because that's the biggest drying surface that they have. And then they, sweep up the rice and package it. Now, they probably blow air across it to get, a lot of the little bits of rubber and, from tires. Probably get... It's disgusting. It's disgusting. If we knew, like Sanka coffee, S-A-N means without. Ka was German or short for caffeine. So Sanka coffee sold in the United States was coffee without caffeine. And what they did was they used an industrial solvent, the same carbon tetrachloride that they used to... to clean our clothes at the dry cleaners. They would soak the coffee beans in that. The carbon tetrachloride would absorb the caffeine, and so they could take the caffeine, sell the caffeine as a drug, and sell the coffee without the caffeine as Sanka. So now, you certainly don't want to drink that. But the new and improved model is let's use bubbling water to decaffeinate the coffee. Now, that's a much, much better process, if they actually do it. Back to you. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, I wanted to ask Dr. Shuley one more question, and then I had a comment about what you said. And I, too, learned about the pet food industry. There is a book called Foods Pets Die For. I believe it's still in print. It's by Ann Martin. And she really blows the whistle on the pet food industry. And, I mean, even in that one, their ground-up dog tags and leather collars were detected when they tested it. So it was pretty bad. And then Susan Thixton, it's T-H-I-X-T-O-N, she's got a website called Truth About Pet Food. And she alerts you to any food recalls. So I'm like Dr. Shuley. I've cooked for my dog almost her whole life. So, but I wanted to ask Dr. Shuley also, what are the symptoms of kidney problems or kidney failure? And is it mostly the calcium that gets in there, or is it like lack of pure water or
oxalate.
Other things we're eating?
It's a combination of oxalic acid and calcium. And it is
okay.
Increased when you don't have it's markedly increased when you don't have adequate B6.
Okay.
Now, interestingly, by the way, I looked up brown rice. It has 154 parts per billion of arsenic in brown rice, which they say is 50% higher than the limit set for infant rice cereals.
Oh.
So brown rice is at least as bad as white rice.
Okay. Well, that's all I have then.
There you have it. Kathy,
well,
I don't know if I asked you. I don't think I did. Are you going to be with us this week?
I don't think we talked about it, Vince. Let me get back with you. I'll email you later tonight.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, sure. That sounds wonderful. Okay, so Kathy, obviously you don't want to use those flea and tick chemicals on your dogs. It's easy, but it kills them, and it's an awful thing that these animals go through when only half of their legs seem to work. It's just terrible. So we don't use any of that. We use a flea comb, and we pick the ticks off by hand, and we use Cedar Side, which is a product that is available on the Internet. One of our instructors came up with this. And now you don't want to use it on cats, but you can on dogs, dog bedding, etc. And the fleas and ticks hate it. They absolutely hate it. But don't overdo it. Just, lightly. And you can call Cedar Side, CedarCide, and cedarside.com, and ask them. Ask them for their opinion. They'll tell you exactly what the protocol is for using that compound. And it works great. So, in our garage, this is just one little more piece of information. So our dogs love hanging out with us. So if we're working in the shop, they want to be with us. And they want to be everywhere we go. And our concrete it's a really smooth pour, and it has cuts in it. Now, these are cuts by a saw blade for control cracking. And what that means is that the cut is probably an eighth of an inch deep, and it's a straight cut from one side to the other, multiple cuts. And what it does is it tells the concrete, don't crack, but if you're going to crack, I want you to crack right here along this cut. Well, what happens is that dust gets in these little cracks. And the fleas, they love to lay their eggs in these cracks. And you can't see them. So what Mrs. Finelli does is she takes a screwdriver and she cleans out these cracks with a vacuum cleaner that's hooked up to a central vacuum. And she vacuums out these flea eggs and prevents them from reappearing. So I just want to mention that you may have some cracks in where your dogs hang out, or in carpeting, or under the edges of carpeting. So let's say you have area rugs, you'll find that there's dust in and under the first foot or two around the perimeter of these area rugs, and you want to get that because that's where the moths lay their eggs, that's where the fleas lay their eggs. So it's a nuisance, but it's something you have to do. Kathy, any comments about vacuuming?
Well, Vince, if you can stay on top of it, that's great. I didn't know that about the fleas getting in the eggs getting in the concrete, but my concern was, and I just kind of wanted to put it out there, if other people are experiencing a problem with their dog, maybe they just want to, say, uh-oh, maybe I need to do something, get it to the vet, because my neighbor told me she really didn't know anything was going on until it was really too late. And so I don't know what they can do, but it was just something I thought I'd put it out there, hopefully nationwide, if somebody else may not lose their dog. If it is in the food, maybe it's in, like you said, Vince, maybe it's in these bug collars.
Globally.
Collars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Vince. Thank you, Dr.
That's
Steely.
Another thing. So,
you're welcome. Have a good one.
Class, there is something that we... thank you, Kathy. There is something that we can do. So if you have a problem with your animal and you think it may be food-related, send an email to instructor@usapreparis.com. I'll put them together and we'll inform our...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, it may seem, class, like I'm down on China. And I am down on the companies that manufacture defective products, deadly products, and send them over here to the United States. There's no excuse for this. There's no excuse for the fraud that these companies are perpetrating. And they couldn't really do it too easily without the agreement of American companies. So greedy American companies getting along with greedy Chinese companies, where the Chinese export their toxic waste, and then we sell it to the people, unsuspecting people in the United States. What am I talking about? I'm talking about melamine. I'm talking about this toxic waste that comes from China. It went into our dog food and killed our dogs and cats. So the interesting thing about this is there are not a lot of companies that manufacture dog food. There are only a few, but they sure have a lot of names. Now, if our internet was working properly, I would jump on it and I would let you know some of the names that are under a corporate umbrella. So one corporation sells lots and lots of brand names of dog food and cat food. Okay? So just because you switch brands, you may not be switching manufacturers. You just may be switching the packaging, you know, the label that says it's dog food A or dog food B or cat food A or cat food B. That was one thing. Another thing is, I mentioned last week about the Chinese drywall. So the Chinese had a toxic waste product, and it would outgas sulfurous gases, and they didn't know what to do with it, so they put it in drywall, and they shipped it to the United States. So houses were built with this toxic drywall, and the sulfur gas was so great, it was making people really, really sick. hospitalized, kind of sick. And the outgassing corroded the copper and metal. So the copper plumbing turned black in the houses. The copper wiring turned black. It corroded the copper. Now, this makes poor connections. It ate the air conditioning systems, the metal in the air conditioning systems. So when I talk about defective, lousy Chinese products, I'm talking about these guys are perpetrating a fraud that's deadly. Kind of like the China virus that you can't call the China virus. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
Well, poison is poison. Melamine, by the way, has cyanide in it.
And they used to make they used to make plates, you know, dishes, and they made them out of melamine. It was like, wow, this is really great because you can drop it and it won't break so easily, you know, as compared to earthenware from England. And so they sold these plates. They had orange ones and yellow ones and green ones. All these bright, wonderful colors that the GDP thought were just wonderful. Cups, you know, for coffee made out of melamine. So how does this happen? Well, it happens with the full approval of our government, because it's asleep. It's not whatever happened to the Consumer Protection Organization within the federal government that looked at dangerous, deadly products. What are they doing? Where are they? So if they're not going to do their job, let's defund them. Okay, defund them. Send them all home. Fire them all. No benefits. Nothing. Because they're not doing their job. Or get back to work and protect us. I was wondering, Dr. Shuley, about preventing hair loss. You look at Harry, who used to be part of the elite in Little Britain, and he's losing his hair. What causes hair loss?
Well, it's partly genetic, and in men, of course, it is very testosterone-related. According to one cardiologist, men in general take after their mother's father's hair loss. And the genetic seems to be related not to their own father, but to their mother's father. And interestingly, I very much have the same hair pattern that my mother's father had. My father was almost totally bald by the time he was 29. But I didn't get that. So it is partly genetic and partly testosterone related. And of course, in women, it's more likely to be related to hypothyroidism, which is thanks to your city. And fluoride poisons everybody in the country, practically.
So for men, the more testosterone, the less the hair loss? Is that what you're saying?
Actually, the more testosterone, maybe the greater the hair loss.
Oh. Okay, I wasn't sure which way it went.
Yeah,
okay.
As far as I can tell, all right, Dr. Shuley and I will be related to testosterone.
Okay, we'll be right back.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A manhunt is underway in Georgia for an armed and dangerous suspect after authorities found two more bodies following Saturday's shooting death at the Pine Tree Country Club in Cobb County. A man drove onto the green of the 10th hole and was confronted by golf course leader Gene Siller. He was killed. The two others were found Sunday and included the owner of the truck. The suspect was described as 6'1" with long hair, wearing a white or light-colored shirt and dark work pants. President Biden on Sunday celebrated the United States' near independence from the coronavirus, stressing unity against it.
We're back traveling again. We're back seeing one another again. Businesses are opening and hiring again. We're seeing record job creation and record economic growth. The best in four decades, and I might add, the best in the world.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on July 4th, 1776, and that makes the country 245 years old as of Sunday. That was the day we went from the United Colonies to the United States of America. House Minority Leader, Republican Kevin McCarthy from California, tells Fox News how conservatives view the 4th of July.
This weekend is about celebrating America's greatness. America is exceptional. Yeah. We're conceived in liberty and dedicated that everybody's equal. You know, America is more than an idea. We're more than just country. Because you know what? This idea is so powerful. 32 years ago, a million kids in China went to Tiananmen Square and stood up to a tank to have freedom of speech. Just in the last 2 years in Hong Kong, they stood against China and the communism because they craved freedom of speech. Even in Iran, when they paint the American flag or the Israeli flag, wanting the college students to walk over it, they walked around it. There's a reason why America should lead in the world, because it's about freedom. There is no better place, no greater place that you can succeed than here. And it's the foundation, but it goes back to what Benjamin Franklin said in that constitutional convention. They asked him, what did he create? We created a republic if you can keep it. It's our responsibility in this generation to stand up to China, to stand up to big tech, to stand up to wokeism. We would not be America today if we allowed wokeism in. And this critical race theory is racism. It's telling students and children to judge one another based upon the color of their skin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us in class. If you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com. normshealy.com. And if you'd like to call and talk to his people at his office, that would be 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, I mentioned iced tea, and I like to drink iced tea, but I don't like it really, really strong. How do you make iced tea? Do you have a preferred method?
Yes. I pick 12 sprigs of peppermint from my garden and 2 Lipton tea bags, and I use only honey for sweetening.
Okay. And do you heat the water that you are going to make the tea in? Do you add the peppermint to the... Okay. So you heat the water, like in a stainless steel pot, something like
that? Right, yep. And then I pour it over the peppermint and the Lipton tea, the regular black tea.
Okay, so you don't leave the tea bags soaking in the... Okay. So are the tea bags and the peppermint in the water that has just been shut off? I guess you bring it to almost a boil or something like that, and then is that what you do?
Yep.
Okay. And then you use honey for sweetening. Okay, and that was one of the big questions I had for you. You know, what? How do you sweeten it? So I tried an experiment, and... what I did was I took a half-gallon bottle, plastic bottle, and the kind of thing maybe juice might come in, or if you buy real leaf tea, that kind of a bottle. And I added the filtered water almost like within a half an inch to the top of the, you know, where the cap is on this bottle. And I put one Lipton tea bag in there, just one. That would be used for one cup of tea. I put it in there, and I shook it a little bit to get the tea bag wet, and I left it in the refrigerator. So I did not heat the water. And it worked great. It really worked great. And you can add the peppermint or spearmint to that as well. So, and I wanted to ask you about agave. Is agave better, worse, or the same as sugar?
I don't really know. I would have to look it up because all of the other sugar substitutes, like stevia and unequal and all that stuff, are actually worse than sugar.
Okay. And is that because the body is faked out, thinking sugar's coming down the pipe, and it's not? Hollow calories instead?
Well, you know, I think it's fake chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Irritable bowel syndrome. You know, we had a commercial that I just heard right here on the network. It's not our commercial, it's the network's commercial. And evidently, there must be a lot of people having digestive problems. So there is a potion that you can take for it, a medication that you can take for it. And this pharmacological house is recommending that you try theirs. What actually, and I don't want to beat up the company, I don't want to beat up the advertiser because that's a kiss of death. I've already done that and I've been thrown off the air for doing it. But what is IBS and what can we do to prevent it?
Well, interestingly, the best thing in the world is peppermint tea. It quiets the entire colon and intestinal system better than any other natural product. So two or three cups of peppermint tea a day can actually heal it in many people.
Wow, that's fascinating. So that's, class, if you want to grow peppermint, it's really easy. And if you start planting a couple peppermint seeds, it'll take over your garden. You'll have nothing but peppermint. So that's really, really easy to grow. And when you say tea, are you talking about green tea, orange pico cut black tea, fermented tea? What are your thoughts?
Just peppermint.
Oh, okay. So no tea leaves, just
no regular
peppermint.
Tea leaves. Yes, just
okay.
Peppermint. I like Stash, S-T-A-S-H. But, any real peppermint's okay, I think.
Okay. I see that we have a call. It's been picked up by the automated system. When Jason takes that call, we can put you on the air. Dr. Shealy, I know a man who had spikes of blood pressure. It was like it would ramp up and it would collapse and ramp up, and it seemed unpredictable. And I tried dilute Gatorade, and it absolutely worked like a miracle. It seemed to drop the blood pressure 20, 30 points within 20 minutes.
Hmm.
Have you had any experiences with Gatorade or one of its clones doing that?
I've always considered it another junk food, but I'll look it up.
Yeah, I don't know the science behind it, But it worked in our case. Okay. One of the questions that I had was multiple medications. And so it seems that there is a correlation among and between multiple medications and uncontrollable blood pressure spikes. Is that true, or am I imagining this? It doesn't happen to me, but I've seen it happen to other.
The data is taking up to three antihypertensive drugs, you have only a 45% chance of controlling the blood pressure with the drugs. And you have almost 100% chance of chronic fatigue and in men, erectile dysfunction. I am definitely opposed to all antihypertensive drugs. I can get 99.9% of people off those stupid drugs safely.
Okay, now does that require a telephone consultation?
Well,
Skype,
I mean,
or Zoom?
You have to be careful
office?
Not to stop it suddenly. But in general, the combination of our Echo Green essentials, the vitamin C and youth formula, and L-taurine, the amino acid L-taurine, is the top of the list for controlling hypertension, and of course, arginine training.
Well, I do all of that, and it absolutely positively works. So, class autogenic training, youth formula, which is Dr. Shealy's vitamin C and MSM, Dr. Shealy's essentials, that's what I call them. It says Eco, ECO-green, iron-free essentials with super greens. That would be his multivitamin. And when you take the youth formula, it's got vitamin C in it. So you want to take, if I remember correctly, Dr. Shealy, you want to take your Eco Greens with that so you don't have kidney stones. Is that right?
Exactly. That's right.
Okay. One of the things that, Jason, if you could see if this telephone call is for us, I'd appreciate that. It's on one of the lines on my call screen. And so I'd like to take it if it's for us. Dr. Shealy, I'd like to talk a little bit about, Emily Post and manners. And, you know, there are certain behaviors that people follow. You know, you don't walk up to people and punch them. I mean, there's certain things that are considered aspects of being polite, protocol for being polite. And I wanted to share with our class something that I learned, and I'd love to hear your opinion. I've been a teacher for a very long time, since the 90s, formally. And sometimes students have questions, and sometimes they raise their hand. So it would be polite to raise one's hand and wait to be acknowledged by the instructor or the teacher or the professor or the doctor. It's not polite to just shout out, hey, you know, whatever the question might be. To me, one of the best ways that a person can very quickly get an instructor furious with them is to say to that instructor, you said, and then quote whatever the student thinks the instructor said, end quote. So what I'm saying is, instructor, you said the following. And oftentimes it's not accurate. Oftentimes it's not correct. Oftentimes it's wrong. And from my perspective, one of the things that instantly ignites me is when someone says, I said, you know, Vincent, you said, and they're absolutely incorrect and wrong about it. Dr. Shealy, do you have any comments about that, you know, being polite
and
protocol?
You're right. Of course, that is a misquote. And it is an error in their thinking and their brain one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, class, and if you've noticed, I try really hard not to do that. So, for example, in the last 20 minutes or so, when I asked Dr. Shealy a question, I'd say something like, and I'm paraphrasing, Dr. Shealy, did I hear you right in the following? Or, Dr. Shealy, is this what you recommend? And so I may get it totally wrong, and I don't want to say, Dr. Shealy, you said, and then have Dr. Shealy said, no, that's not what I said, Vincent. So that's how I do it. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is last week we got a call, and the caller got it exactly wrong. And it sent me to instant ignition. that. And I called him out on it. And he was talking about history and how it appeared that our instructor and I were advocating the absence of history and not teaching history. And anyone who knows me knows that I am a proponent of teaching history, because those who fail to learn history are doomed to repeat it. Now, Dr. Shealy, you've been to our house. You've been, on both levels. Have you seen any bookcases here at our house?
You know, I don't remember, but I'm sure there are.
Okay. In our living room on the first floor, there are bookcases 16 feet wide, 8 feet tall. On the second level, there are bookcases 8 feet wide, 8 feet tall. In the basement, there's over 30 feet of bookcases, 7 to 8 feet tall. And I'm building two more bookcases that are going to be 8 by 8. And it's not like these are knick-knack, storage shelves. These are packed to the point where you can't get much more on these bookshelves. And when I make them, I use the grain of the wood to act as support. And I use different sections of wood so that the shelves don't sag from the weight. So, I mean, that's what I do. So we have a lot of books here, and I know Dr. Shealy has a lot of books. And so we have, just relating to World War II, we have 8 feet by 8 feet, 64 square feet of front bookshelves just dedicated to World War II. That would be just history of World War II. We have a complete, in their own words, the account of the War of Northern Aggression. So the soldiers wrote in their words, what this was like, the War of Northern Aggression. It is so many volumes of this, and it was printed right after the War of Northern Aggression, or the Civil War, or the War Between the States, whichever you prefer to call it, or the First Civil War, that it took a suburban two trips to get them home. And so that's history, and we've got history all over. And I suggest that, class, that you learn from history, too. And I suggest you get books rather than read about it on the Internet. Glenn in Michigan will be with you as soon as we come back from this break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shuler's with us, and his phone number at his office, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Glenn in Michigan, welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Vincent and Dr. Norman Shuler.
Great.
I had a couple comments really quick, then a question about nicotine. Comments I had was, when I was in sixth grade, we used Coca-Cola to clean pennies. We'd pour Coca-Cola in a jar and drop the pennies there, and 2-3 days later, they were clean. Phosphoric acid taught me by my sixth grade chemistry teacher. Second comment was that, mint tea is great. I've been drinking it for years and years. You're right. It does prolificate very quickly. Two types of mint that I've grown, spearmint and then peppermint. I kind of like the bite for spearmint. I find peppermint to be milder. But then you can also use it in salads and stuff too. I generally either do it with the leaves or I dry the leaves and put them in a teapot.
Yeah, and if you want to know which is which, we have both in our garden, and they sort of look similar. So you can go to the internet and you can look up images, peppermint versus spearmint, and you'll see one is more pointy, more jagged edges. The other is more rounded, and they're different, similar but different. Back to you, Glenn.
Yeah, you're correct. The I found the peppermint leaves to be more rounded, the spearmint leaves to be a little more angular. A little more jaggedness to them. And then you can tell the difference by taste if you can.
Yeah, it does get a little darker, I think, the spearmint.
Yes.
Yeah,
I had a quick question for Glenn. Glenn, did you hear what I said about being polite and protocol in class, being in class, and, you know, you said versus did I hear you say or I thought I might have heard you say? Do you have any comments about that?
Well, I have no problem to ask that question if I didn't hear the question properly, just to have the question reiterated. But other than that, I think you're correct.
Yeah, what I'm saying is instead of, even if you absolutely positively know what you heard the instructor or teacher or professor or doctor say, it's way more polite to say, did I hear you say, or am I correct in thinking that I thought I heard you say versus you said? That's the whole point.
Sometimes it's better to bite your bite your tongue, and that's it.
So, no. Do you have anything else for us? I have a quick question.
Yeah, I had a question about nicotine. I'll try to get in really quick.
Sure,
father smoked cigars and smoked pipes from when I was a little kid, from sunset to sunrise. You know, my mom finally chased him out of the house with it when I was probably 10 or 12 years old. I remember I was about 25 years old, and I pulled up in the driveway. My dad was out in the garage smoking his cigars, and he was beating on his chest. He was about 60 at that time, 63. And I go, what's the matter, Dad? My chest hurts so bad. I got to quit smoking these cigars. So he finally quit when he was about 60, 62 years old, and he went through a heck of a time trying to quit. I mean, he would take walks around the block 3-4 times a day. He had a piece in his hand that he would, jiggle around just to have something to do instead of a cigar in his mouth. And so let me take it one step further. So he's about 90 years old. We were at a barbecue, outside barbecue in the summer, and my aunt, she smoked cigarettes. My dad was outside, and he goes, I mean, he had quit for over 30 years. And he goes, man, I still love the smell of tobacco. The question I have a couple friends that smoke that are having inflammatory problems with their lungs, pneumonia, and everything else. That doctor, what can I suggest to them that would help enable them to quit? Is there anything that can relieve the extreme?
There are four acupuncture points on the face that, when stimulated properly, will stop smoking. I've cured dozens of people from smoking when they allow it. And it's painful. You know, acupuncture in the face is not very pleasant. However, 60% of the time they totally will never smoke again. And my favorite is sometimes when they try to smoke, it makes them throw up.
That would be the best solution, actually. So,
Glenn, here's a quick question. Glenn, would you suggest that these individuals come to Dr. Shealy's office in Springfield, Missouri, for this treatment? Would you recommend that?
Well, I'm in Michigan. I don't know if they'll drive that far.
I know people who are sick as can be, and they're on death's door, and they won't even pick up the phone and call in. So I hear what you're saying.
Your analysis is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Glenn, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Have a good week.
All right. Thank you.
Dr. Shealy, very quickly, can we dissolve kidney stones by drinking something?
No. Taking adequate B6 can help immensely. But
okay.
We call drinking, you can swallow as a capsule, yep.
Okay. Very good. Dr. Shealy, I'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.